Welcome back to Nationals on Deck here at Petco Park in San Diego. The Nationals and the Padres getting ready, and our guest is a Hall of Famer, a head coach. He's the dad of a San Diego Padre, all of those things. He's Tony Gwynn. Tony, how are you?
I'm doing good.
I know that the first game of the series yesterday, you were besieged by the Washington media, and it wasn't a talk about you being a Hall of Famer or Tony Jr.'s dad. It was about Steven Strasburg.
Yeah, it's to be expected. You know, I mean, I don't think in my 20-some-odd years in baseball that I've seen the hype over a guy like with Steven, but he's special. Yeah, I mean, he's a different breed. I haven't seen anything like it, to be honest. He is a young guy who kind of gets the whole package. You know, his goal first and foremost is to make it to the big leagues and pitch in the big leagues. And I think he wants to be successful in the big leagues, but the hype has kind of given it a, you know, kind of different spin, you know. So as I tried to explain to him this year before he went to spring training, I'm one who believes that the baseball experience is more than just the game itself. There's everything that encompasses that. And thus far, he's handled it, I think, as well as could be expected. And looking forward to the day, like a lot of fans are, when he does get called up and they put him out there on the hill and get to see what he can do against the best in the business. So we're looking forward to that.
I think the minor league starts have only added to the anticipation and the hype, so to speak, building up to when he gets there. People trying to pick the date and buy tickets has become hysteria.
Yeah, it's but again, it's I think most fans feel the same way I do. We want to see what he can do against the best in the business. You know, I mean, when he got drafted, before he got drafted, I sat him down. I said, you know what? Your goal is to get to the big leagues, right? It's not just to get drafted and go number one. All that is great, but the ultimate goal is to get to the big leagues. And I think I speak for a lot of fans. We're anxious to see what he's going to do against, you know, some of the best, really the best hitters in the business. So, and I think he's going to do well. I've said all along, he kind of understands how all this works. He understands the Nationals have a plan, and they're going to execute that plan. And when they think he's ready, he's going to get called up. And I really think he's going to be successful because he has that mindset of, you know, being a major league pitcher. He wants to be successful. He wants to compete against the best. And we're all looking forward to seeing him get an opportunity.
It really is an amazing story since he wasn't really highly taught out of high school, and you saw him, and I've heard you say that your pitching coach, San Diego State, said you got to look at this kid, and you thought he had a lot of upside, and you didn't see it right away.
I most certainly didn't, and I've told Steven that. You know, he in high school, he was 6'3", probably 245, 250. His fastball was, you know, 90, 91. You know, for high school baseball in Southern California, you see a lot of guys who, you know, kind of have his repertoire. But what separated him, I think, was you could see that, you know, he had the innate ability to pick up, to throw the pitch and see how the hitter, you know, attacked it. And, you know, he came to San Diego State. He struggled his freshman year, his fall of his freshman year. But once he got into shape, the fastball went from 90 to 97. And so right away, you knew, you know, light bulb goes on, and it's like, okay, how do, you know, you shift into coaching mode. Okay, how are we going to use him? So we used him as a closer, as a freshman. Going into his sophomore year, he told us he wanted to start. We wanted him to start. And from the first moment he went out there as a starter, you started to see these things that you just don't see other guys do. He can locate the fastball. He had plus slider changeup, and he can locate it. And he can locate it on a downward plane, which for, you know, for pitchers, I think is very important. For hitters, it's very difficult to hit that type of guy. So, and, you know, his junior year was one of the most unbelievable years I think I've ever seen a young guy have. And so the hype started, you know, as a junior in college, and it just hadn't stopped since.
Well, I know here in San Diego, it was great anticipation. I'm sure they were hoping he was in the big leagues to pitch here. I remember doing an interview with you a couple of years ago before your son Tony, when he was at the AAA level. You said, you know, no matter when it is, where he is, when he gets that call, I'll be there.
Yeah.
Will that feel something like this with, you know, kids that you coach for, you know, 2, 3, 4 years?
Absolutely. They're like my sons, you know. The Padres just called up Lance Sawatzky today. He played for me, and I got a chance to talk to him, and he'd been up earlier this year. And And it'll be that way for Steven. It'll be that way for every guy that I've ever coached. You know, they're like your sons, you know. And in his case, I've never had a son that had as much hype as he's had. But there is no doubt in my mind that, you know, he can be successful at the big league level. And I think he will be. And he'll do it with humility. He'll do it, you know, he'll do things the right way. And that's, I think that's what you're proudest of the most, is that, you know, not only has the good Lord blessed him with a great arm and ability to pitch, but, you know, all the other stuff that comes with it, he's handled that very well, too. So I hope to be able to get wherever it is, whenever that day it is, hope to be able to get there. But if not, we'll do like we've done all season long and send him a text. And hopefully he will send you one back.
Tony, thanks for the visit. We appreciate it, as always.
All right, thanks for having me.
Hall of Famer Tony Gwynn, our guest here on Nationals On Deck. We're back with the Manager's Report and Jim Riggleman next on the Nationals Baseball Network.